every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to their need. Thus Joseph, also named by the apostles Barnabas, which is translated to son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned, then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is king, he is robed in majesty.
The Lord is king, he is robed in majesty.
The Lord is king in splendor robed. Robed is the Lord and girt about with strength. The Lord is king, he is robed in majesty. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old. From everlasting you are, O Lord. The Lord is king, he is robed in majesty. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days. The Lord is king, he is robed in majesty. Alleluia. The Son of Man must be lifted up so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this?" Amen. Amen. I say to you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm going to focus in on the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. And I do so because I just loved, or I still love, what it says about living in common and being committed to the good of the community more so than my own individual good. And certainly that is reflected in my commitment to religious life as a member of the Missionaries of La Salette, living out the evangelical gifts of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Now we come to hear this beautiful utopic account of how it all started. And yet, as that chapter 4 finishes, and we hear that wonderful giving over of the proceeds of the sale to the feet of the apostles. So when you next sell your houses, I have feet right here. But it wasn't as perfect as we wanted to believe. I mean, and so right there in chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira. A man named Ananias, however, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. He retained for himself, with his wife's knowledge, some of the purchase price, took the remainder, and put it at the feet of the apostles. But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart so that you lied to the Holy Spirit and retained part of the price of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain yours? And when it was sold, was it not still under your control? Why did you contrive this deed? You have lied not to human beings, but to God." When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came upon all who heard of it. The young men came and wrapped him up, then carried him out and buried him. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, Sapphira, unaware of what had happened. Peter said to her, "Tell me, did you sell the land for this amount?" She answered, "Yes, for that amount." Then Peter said to her, "Why did you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, the footsteps of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." At once she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. When the young men entered, they found her dead. So they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard of these things. I don't think we usually share that part. And I think it's just good to have that heard, because as much as we want to believe it was so picture perfect in terms of trying to be out for the common good, it wasn't perfect because of the human condition. And I think all of us, the worst part was that they gave the impression that they gave it all, when in fact they retained a portion for their selfishness, I guess, and not willing to take the risk. So may God continue to help us always be much more selfless than selfish as we continue to give ourselves over to the Lord and his kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
The preceding podcast is a production of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta. Copyright 2024.